2022 began with a major stress test of President Joe Biden's foreign policy, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As the United States joined NATO allies in condemning the attack led by President Vladimir Putin, Biden went a step further, sending billions to the Ukrainian military and imposing sanctions on the Kremlin.
Putin is the aggressor. Putin chose this war. And now he and his country will bear the consequences.
But Americans also paid a price. The U.S. ban on Russian energy imports drove fuel and food prices way up. The record 40-year high inflation forced the Biden White House to tap into the country's oil reserves to temporarily bring down fuel costs.
Believe me, I understand the frustration.
In July, with fuel prices at record highs, Biden traveled to the Middle East to meet with the Saudi crown prince. He promised to make the royal a pariah over the killing of U.S.-based Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi. Instead, Biden warmly greeted him with a fist bump, but returned to the United States empty-handed. Growing dissatisfaction over the economy had pollsters speculating Biden's Democrats would lose control of Congress in November midterm elections. But Biden's party hung on, narrowly clinging to control of the Senate, still losing control of the House of Representatives to Republicans by a small number of seats will change the dynamic in Congress come January.
In many ways, Biden's legislative agenda is over. In the sense that with the House being controlled by Republicans, for the most part, the way the party is going, their incentive will be more to block what he has wants to do rather than to work with him.
2023 will also see a number of Republicans stepping forward to announce their plans to take back the White House.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
That includes former President Donald Trump, who's attempting to make history by becoming only the second U.S. president ever to win non-consecutive terms.
One person who has not yet announced his bid for the White House in 2024 is President Biden. At 80 years old, he's America's oldest serving president. And two-thirds of voters say he should not seek re-election. Still, the White House says the president will make his decision with his family over the holidays and make his intentions public sometime in the new year. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, the White House.